On Saturday, Shaima Alawadi's family took her off life support, and she died shortly after. The mother of five had suffered multiple blows to the head with a large object. Police say her 17-year-old daughter discovered her in the kitchen on Wednesday, along with a threatening note. The police haven't released the text of that note, but Alawadi's daughter told a local TV station and a Muslim civil rights group that the note called her mother a terrorist and demanded she go back to her country. The police have not ruled the murder a hate crime, but have said they're investigating the possibility. Hanif Mohebi is director of the San Diego chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations.
In the past 2 to 3 months, we have had some level of increase in at least reporting of the hate crimes or discrimination and hate incidents within the San Diego County. We're still trying to figure out the reason why that may be.
El Cajon has the nation's second largest community of Iraqis. Thousands have settled here, first in the aftermath of the first Gulf War and again since the war of 2003. Tensions have occasionally flared here, as the modest city has had to accommodate the huge influx and the demand it's placed on city services and schools. But Iraqis have become a part of the fabric of this town, opening restaurants, convenience stores, and bakeries. So the daughter's description of the note has shocked many here, Iraqis and non-Iraqis alike. On the afternoon after his cousin's death, Hussein Alawadi stands in front of the family's home on a quiet residential street.
She grew up with me, and she, from when she was a kid until the last day in her life, she's a very nice woman, she never.
But the interview is interrupted by David Peck, a neighbor.
Just my thoughts are with you and your family this time.
He tells Alawadi he is shocked prejudice could have been a motive.
And I just want you to know that not everyone thinks that way.
Yes, yes.
It's a very small few.
Yeah.
Just as there were a small few on 9/11 that did something, there were a small few like this who did something this heinous.
Yeah.
They don't
speak
for all Americans.
But the crime has confused and even frightened some Iraqis. On a commercial strip a few blocks away, people trickle through the Main Street meat market. Ramez Khadim, the shop owner's brother, says he is afraid. He arrived from Iraq just 6 months ago and says Alawadi's murder has shattered his notion of what moving to the U.S. would mean.
I'm afraid about my brother, about my sister. I'm afraid because someone like this one maybe kill me.
But Bassam Youssef, the shop's butcher, steps out from behind the counter, where he says the murdered mother frequently bought halal meat for her family. He says he's never felt discriminated against living in El Cajon and still feels safer here than he did in Baghdad. But the murder still baffles him.
They are a normal family and a simple family. Why? That's our questions. Why they kill her? I don't know.
The police and the whole community will be looking for answers to that question in the days to come. In San Diego, I'm Adrian Florido.